Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a big shout out to everybody up there in Hotlanta. Yep, Hotlanta, where it's not very hot right now. AM 920, The Answer. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for chiming in. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, well, joining us now from FoundersCode.com, the website again, FoundersCode.com, is Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the jury in the Rettenhouse case is continuing day number four now, I believe, right?
Correct.
I think this is going to go through the weekend. I really see it coming. Yesterday, the judge let the jurors take some of the material home with them. I kind of thought that was a little odd.
The whole thing's been unprecedented so far. So when it comes to the jury, I think there are reasons, again, to that are building for an appeal based on any kind of conviction here. And I think the judge is kind of helping it along that there would be cause for either one, a mistrial, or two, a hung jury, or three, just to close the whole thing out and throw it out. So, yeah, yesterday was kind of an interesting day, especially when it came to that video.
Yeah.
That there was such discussion about the prosecution holding back on one, the higher quality video, and one that was not truncated. And then the guy that had dropkicked Kyle has now been identified.
Uh-huh.
But interestingly enough, he had already been previously identified to the prosecution.
Uh-huh.
The prosecution knew who he was. And this guy has a rap sheet a mile long.
Right.
I think he's got 47 criminal cases on his own police blotter.
Yep.
So and apparently they held that back from the defense. So yeah, this thing, I think there's going to be a lot of technicalities and processes for an appeal.
And then we heard about this MSNBC producer and what was in the front seat of the car when the cops pulled her over. She had her video camera there, you know, that they use, and she also had a still camera there. But yet she wasn't going to take any pictures of anybody.
Well, Interestingly enough, she apparently gave a fake name and then apparently gave a fake name, this is what is being alleged, a fake name of the person that at MSNBC that put her on this mission. So when MSNBC was asked for a response, they initially said they never heard of these people. That was the initial one. Then the written response was, we are cooperating.
Yeah, I saw it.
We are surprised by this, and we are cooperating with the investigation. But they never said this person didn't work for them.
Right, and it's
you have to read very carefully. You have to read very carefully what's not in their written response.
And it's my understanding this person was an independent contractor for MSNBC.
Well, that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But an independent journalist, yeah. So that's what they're saying, but we don't know all that yet.
But anyway, I find it to be amazing because all they got to do if they want to lie is open their mouth, I guess, over there.
Well, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. So the judge pretty much had this thing figured out and banned them from the courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go to break, I want to talk about the overwhelming majority of West Virginia voters in a West Virginia poll about the Build Back Better Biden bill that was out there. Almost three-quarters of the people polled in West Virginia said, no, don't do it. We support Joe Manchin's opposition. We do not support this bill. So I got a feeling that Manchin's not going to move on this. He's going to stay right where he's at.
As well as he should, but he's pretty much said that anyway.
Yeah. So that leads us to the House, and I think if Nancy had had the votes last night, regardless of the time, I think she would have voted on it.
Well, that was the initial plan, but and the House can do whatever the House wants to do, but it's pretty well set that if it goes over to the Senate wouldn't even take it up till next year.
Correct. And I heard that from several different people, so you're spot on with that one. Now, of course, when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about our great governor here in the state of Florida, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, and what he did yesterday. He definitely blew the lid right off the roof on this vaccine mandate crap. Compliments of our people here in the state legislature, and we'll see what happens there. We definitely are not going to follow the federal guidelines here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Insure over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to your local Geico office. You can get all that information off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And I'll tell you what. They offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And they'll even help with your homeowner, renter's insurance, or condo insurance, too, which is when you bundle all that together, when you get a tremendous discount on your insurance. So, check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, our governor yesterday, Ron DeSantis, hit it right out of the freaking ballpark because he signed that legislation that was passed by the legislature, which, number one, goes into a force effectively, effective immediately, and I'm going to read the key points here. Private employer COVID-19 vaccine mandates are prohibited. Employers who violate these employee health protections will be fined. Government entities may not require COVID-19 vaccinations of anyone, including employees. Educational institutions may not require students to be COVID-19 vaccinated. School districts may not have school face mask policies. School districts may not quarantine healthy students. And finally, students and parents may sue violating school districts and recover costs plus attorney fees.
Yeah, there were, I think, five particular items. He actually held this in Brandon,
yeah.
Florida.
Yep.
And he kind of did it to troll the Biden White House because they were, in fact, chanting, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yep.
But he did a very early first appearance on the Fox Patriot Awards.
Yes.
And he also explained that he would be signing legislation tomorrow, meaning yesterday, on several items, including these mandates. So he held true to his word. And he also said that Florida is the freest state in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the crowd went nuts, but he's exactly right with that.
Yep, and they had a big protest up in Tallahassee, 700 people on the steps up there. Okay, we've got a caller. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Morning. Morning. Good.
All right. Yeah, you know, I agree with both of you on Governor DeSantis. He, in fact, is the most studied governor of our time right now. Denise, I'd like to share this message with you and see what you think. You know, just recently, a woke black man spoke on the campus of Howard University in Washington, D.C., calling for the full extermination of all white people in America. Now, we have a bland vice president named Kamala Harris, who is married to a white man. She graduated from Howard University, never commented on the black man, the black speaker, statement. And I found that appalling. Now, if they decide to carry this out, what happens to interracial families and couples? America, must I remind you, Howard University was founded by a white brother named Oliver Otis Howard. He was a career United States officer and a Union general in the American Civil War. He founded Howard University, which educated well over 150,000 free slaves. Thank you very much. I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
Hat tip, Elliot. I can count on you, brother. thank you for that. It is really quite remarkable. They call it the slavery and the original sin of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have, as a country, worked diligently to correct as many wrongs as we possibly can to our histories. And that is done not only by individuals or by government, but by some remarkable individuals. And, of course, they never get the attention that they deserve. So this is part of the 1619 Project, and it's also part of critical race theory, which was all started by early on by Howard Zinn and how they were reframing history. So hat tip to you, Elliot, and we need to go on and keep shaming these people that want to keep up the false argument. So well done.
Well, yeah, and I saw that article, and I thought to myself for 1 minute, the reason Kamala probably didn't say anything about it is she was busy yesterday morning trying to go on Good Morning America to try to shine up her image a little bit, and all she did was make it worse.
Yeah, I have no use for her. Of course, I haven't for a long time, but that's okay. That's just me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, our friend, this guy here, I'll tell you what, he's just so spot on most of the time. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, he says the cost of heating is going up and the temperatures are going down, and Biden ignores the obvious solution. Drill, baby, drill.
There was another remarkable exchange, and if you get a chance, you need to watch it. I think it may only take, it's 5 minutes because they all get 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
During the confirmation hearing of the controller of our currency nominee, she's a piece of work, this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She is an avowed communist. She was born and raised in Russia. she's very Marxist, including all of the thesis that she has written and other white papers that she has written on banking, and that mm-hmm. she wants to destroy the oil and gas industry. And so the questioning that Senator Kennedy had with her is, he's spot on. And if you get a chance, I would absolutely listen to that one, which you can find over again at C-SPAN. It was a well done.
He asked her if she was a communist, and she said no, and she is.
Well, she is a communist.
That's
She's
right.
also a Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
I've written about her twice myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the last time we had a global food price spike, it triggered a wave of regime changes around the world. One of them was known as the Arab Spring. Remember that?
I do very well.
And it put forth a great humanitarian refugee crisis all around the world of people scattering, trying to get out and get into areas where they had things like, gosh, food. And in the developing world right now, food inflation strains the social fabric and can quickly become a life or death issue because people they don't have any money to buy food right now in some places.
That's right.
And it's not getting any
That's
better.
Right.
And thank you, Joe Biden.
It is really quite remarkable how detached this White House really is. They're defending this Amrova woman, the Marxist we were just talking about.
Yes.
They're defending Kamala, sort of, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's been, it's come out even through CNN that they want to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
And poor little people that you can't afford, to go to the grocery store or put gas in your car. You really have the money, especially because you were given, your stipends from the government last year. So certainly you have the money to buy. It's really just, and then, Biden goes to this electric car factory.
Yeah.
Trying to sell us on buying electric cars. Well, that vehicle that he was driving is $106,000.
That's right. The Hummer. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, here's one for you. Bill Gates has given $319 million to bankroll selected media outlets to change the public narrative.
Well, the Build Back Better bill has money in there to do the same.
Uh-huh.
Paying off media.
Oh, well. Unbelievable. To be continued. I'll talk to you tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll be in the end. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of pastors showed up outside the Georgia courthouse where the trial of three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery was held. They gathered in response to efforts by the defense to keep black ministers out of the courtroom. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We represent a God that'll make a way out of no way, and no lawyer can lock us out.
The defense has now rested its case. The trial is in recess until Monday. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones just hours before he was scheduled to be executed. A crowd outside the prison broke out in song. Jones's sister Antoinette spoke about the call she had with her brother.
It's a blessing to be able to hear his voice and to know that he will still be alive.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's time for our military and veterans news.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you our military and veterans news. They have two campuses to serve you, to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. I will tell you where those are located in just a little bit. But let's not forget, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. Now, I ran into a young soldier, former soldier, just came out of the regular military, and he had heard our promotion here for the National Aviation Academy, and he walked up, shook my hand, said, thank you very much for telling me about them. I'm starting my class next week over there, and I will be here in Clearwater, Florida. I've decided to move to Florida. He was up in New Jersey, and he decided to come down here because he liked the weather a lot better and didn't want to be up there in the snow in the winter, so there you go. But anyway, he told me that he heard the commercial, and he decided, came down, visited the campus, did everything I told him to do, and tell everybody to do, and he was very happy right now. So I'm glad to hear that. And his name is John. And, John, we wish you all the best, and you're welcome anytime to come on the show or to come have lunch with us up there at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays on West Waters. Now, the number to call to take the tour, because remember I tell you, you asked to take the tour at one of their two facilities. They have a facility here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, ask to take the tour. Give them a call. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Call that number and tell them you want to see the Clearwater campus or you want to see the Concord, Massachusetts campus, whatever trip you trigger, whichever one you want to go to. Because in 14 short months, you will be a certified aviation maintenance technician able to work anywhere in the world. Period. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. These airlines have headquarters in the United States, or maybe they've got headquarters in Germany. Maybe it's Edelweiss. Maybe it's one of the foreign airlines that you might get a job with because they'll pay you more money to go or whatever. Or maybe you'll get a job with a government contractor that will send you overseas somewhere to work on aircraft in a theater of some sort, whatever it might be, whether it's Kuwait or whether it's Korea, the Philippines, could even be Hawaii, whatever. But at any rate, it's a tremendous career, a tremendous opportunity, and it will last you a lifetime. And you can make a lot of money at it, too. National Aviation Academy. Now, outside advocates say that VA officials still need more reforms to ensure that the sexual assault victims feel comfortable filing cases. A lot of people are afraid to come forward with some of the problems they've had. And that's understandable, especially the women. I get it. But they're working on that to try to help you out. And hopefully they'll be able to get that taken care of sooner rather than later. Now, Fort Lee, Virginia has officially ended its Afghan resettlement effort because the first base to house Afghan evacuees is now the first base to have resettled its entire population into the United States. Now, while we don't know where they've gone or what they're doing, they are certainly right now part of the United States woodwork. I imagine some of you will see them. Perhaps at the job you work at. We'll see. Now, a bill honoring the 13 service members killed in Afghanistan is now heading to President Biden's desk. The bill awarding congressional gold medals to all of the 13 service members who were killed in a suicide bombing in Afghanistan passed and was sent to President Biden's desk to deal with it and sign it into law and award those medals to those servicemen and women. Certainly it's the least they can do. It's the least they can do. Now, advocates and members of Congress have said for years that low military pay is threatening some troops' ability to feed their families. And on Wednesday of this week, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a 90-day review to create a strategy for addressing it. Well, at one time, I think they were given food stamps. And then I think they took that away from them. I believe I've got that right. I'd have to check on it, but I seem to remember that. And QAnon Shaman, a Navy veteran who got himself sentenced to 41 months for the January 6th riot, we now know that he was in the Navy for about 2 years, enlisting in September 2005 and leaving in October 2007 as a supply clerk seaman apprentice, according to his service record information. So he wasn't in there long enough to really make a dent. And if they consider him to be one of the aforementioned military people that took part in this that you hear so much about, that, well, there were military people that took part in this. Yeah, I don't think you need to worry too much about a apprentice clerk seaman and his abilities to be able to do something really, really bad. He looked like a fool. That's what got him into trouble. The headset, the buffalo headset with the horns and the spear and the tattoos and the paint all over and all that. He looked like a fool. And that was the most thing that got him into trouble, was being noticed out of the pack. Now, Ukraine's defense ministry said last week about 90,000 Russian troops are stationed not far from the border in the rebel-controlled areas in Ukraine's east. That's a wow on that one. Also, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has received a significant boost in recent weeks, with key Arab countries indicating that they're prepared to re-engage with his regime after ostracizing it for a decade. That raises hopes in Damascus for an influx in investments to help rebuild the country's shattered infrastructure and economy. Also, the UN envoy for Afghanistan says the country is on the brink of a humanitarian catastrophe, urging the international community to find ways to provide financial support to the Afghan people who now feel abandoned. Well, that's because they have been abandoned. The U.S. certainly hung them out to dry. Now, Libya's former interior minister registered as a presidential candidate yesterday for a planned December election that remains in doubt amid disputes over the rules of the election. Special forces, U.S. Special Forces in October, trained on their own and with partners in two important choke points on opposite sides of the world, reflecting an increased focus on those hot spots and others like them amid the heightened tensions in Europe and Asia. And these were Special Force units that were training with other countries' units totally on their own. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. That means it's time for Chris Markowski right around the corner. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. And we got plenty of stuff to talk about with him. So don't go anywhere, as Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Soluta. It's portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You're up there basking in the loveliness of New York weather. But if you were up on that lake, you might be shoveling snow.
Already. Getting to be that time of year, right? That we know all too well.
Yeah, we do know it all too well. Lake effect snow, nothing like it. Okay, last night we watched Kevin McCarthy talk for well over 5 hours. He seemed to know everything that was going on, and it sounded like it. And he did a
you get a good thing, even though it's not going to probably go anywhere. Now, I think if Nancy Pelosi had had the votes to vote on that thing last night, regardless of the time, I think she would have done it. What do you think?
Probably. I mean, they like doing stuff in the middle of the night. I mean, they love doing that. They make some, you know, seem like that they're working, not to mention it usually skates by the American people. I don't know. Like I said, you know, at this point in time, maybe some of the Democrats there are starting to see Biden's poll numbers, but they would need to be moderates. They get this passed, Matt. It's tough coming back from this as a country. I don't know how we do it. I really don't, because, you know, for the most part, I mean, we just had Republicans, you know, cave on the infrastructure bill. And, you know, when it comes time to repealing some of this stuff, when they need to, if they win the House, win back the Senate, they're not going to do it. I'm not confident.
Well, we're going to find out, because it looks like they're well on their way to doing that. But I don't think you're going to see anybody jump ship this time around, because this is for all the marbles. And Manchin, Joe Manchin, that's so strong there with what he's being told. He had a poll that was done, a special poll done in West Virginia, and three-quarters of the people there do not want this Build Back Better stuff.
Well, I mean, I hope. I hope he sticks to his guns. I mean, I really do. It would be a great thing. I just don't know if it's going to end up happening. You know, I know the doublespeak that these people like to pull on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure that's brought to bear. And let's be honest, Matt, Democrats do a much better job than Republicans do at getting things done. They do.
They stick together.
They stick together, mm-hmm. and they have a purpose, and they don't mind losing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've had some of them come out and say, they don't care. I mean, you take a look at Biden's poll numbers. You take a look at the overall view of the Democrats right now. They don't care if they lose. They know once you get all of these packages through, you get through the child tax credit, these handouts and giveaways, they're never going to go away.
Yeah, and the Quinnipiac poll, which is a Democratic poll, Biden's approval yesterday in that sank to a low of 36%. That's the lowest it's been yet.
I know, I saw that yesterday, but again, you would think that would matter, but it's not right now. They're pushing forward.
Now, there was a copy of the Constitution that was being sold, and for some reason, the crypto bidders that were there, a cryptocurrency enthusiast group, missed out as the copy of the Constitution sold for some $43 million.
Wow. Let me be honest, and people think that's expensive, but I see some of the artwork that's sold, for crying out loud, lately. I'd much rather have a copy of the Constitution than some of the garbage that they make in nowadays.
Mm-hmm. By the way, is Biden's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better bill fully paid for?
Oh, it's not even close. We knew that from the get-go. And the reality is it doesn't make any difference. The CBO score, which came in, which is saying, no, you know, there's not enough revenue here for this thing. It doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
because they don't account for all of this, these various different programs in perpetuity.
Right.
Going forward. You know, the child tax credit, they just put it in for 1 year. We all know that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's patently absurd.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Janet Yellen said, of course it's paid for.
Yeah, it's paid for. With what? I mean, it's nuts. Come on. I mean, we're talking nonsense here.
Now, it's kind of interesting to see the U.S. jobless claims drop for the seventh straight week down to 268,000, but we still have all these jobs that are open.
Well, there's still a lot of people not in the workforce.
Right.
And if you took a good look at the numbers that just came out, there was an additional, it was over 500,000 people that were applying for pandemic unemployment assistance.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's people still going off the rolls with this stuff. I don't know how it's possible, but they're doing it.
I don't either, but there's got to be a way, and we need to stop this stuff. We need to stop making it so easy, in my opinion.
Well, it's a myriad of different handouts and giveaways. It's not just mm-hmm. It's not just that. I mean, there's so many different things that people can sign up for now. It's just from Section 8 housing to mm-hmm. food stamps. I mean, there's just a lot.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Jeff Bezos and his Blue Origin is hiring a lobbyist right now because Congress is about ready to pass a tax, are you ready for this, on space tourism.
Yeah, I mean, just when you thought they couldn't tax something, they found another way. It's like that Beatles song, for crying out loud, The Tax Man. You know, it's, what are they going to tax next? Are you going to tax? How's that going to work? You go to space, they're going to throw a tax on you? It's crazy.
Well, I think they're paying, what, $250,000 to go up there?
Why should they pay anything?
Well, no, really, that's what I think they're paying to Bezos to go up there. It might be more than that, but they're going to tax that. So somebody's going to get a lot of money here somewhere.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, again, it's, you know, what next? I mean, what are you going to go after next? Is there any limits to what they're going to tax? I mean, probably in their eyes, no. I mean, in their eyes, these people think that everything is theirs, and they allow us to keep what we want. And obviously, they think space is theirs, too.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Goldman Sachs has warned that inflation will worsen this winter, and I could agree with that 100% because the fuel prices aren't going to drop anytime soon.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Inflation's getting worse. I have meat prices just came in. What were they, 20% higher? I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, and they're selling steaks in these little portion pack bags now.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
I have.
Yeah.
They cut a steak, they shrink back up to about the size of a spatula, and that's how they're doing it now to keep the price down, make you think it's not that expensive.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's called shrinkflation, they call it, you know, they shrink the size of things.
Now, there's a new U.S. probe that's targeted Instagram's impact on children. I guess they figure that they're doing some shady stuff there, I guess.
What is this? I'm sorry. I'm not, I don't know.
There's a new U.S. probe that's targeted Instagram's impact on children with some of the stuff that's on Instagram.
Yeah, I look at these things, quite frankly, and what I see is that you didn't know this. I mean, it's like back before they warned you about smoking. I mean, did you really think smoking was good for you? And you really think it's good that your kids are attached to a screen all the time and completely immersed in this stuff? A lot of this stuff to me is master the obvious.
Now, how about Starbucks? They're facing the expansion of a labor union drive beyond New York.
Interesting. Well, I know the unions are on a push right now because they can. I mean, you just see what's happening around the country. I guess it's a natural follow through at this point in time. You know, Starbucks has a lot of, you know, it's pretty competitive pricing. They've been doing stuff in regards to college education and whatnot. We'll see how far this is going to go.
Well, Joe talks about, you know, the good union jobs coming and construction jobs on the highways and the roads and this, that, and the other. I guess he's never taken a trip down south to see who's working on the buildings and the roads.
Well, not to mention the fact that they actually get them done on time and under budget down there in the south rather than way over budget and years down the road like they do up here.
That's because they pay them incentives. They get extra money back. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. I'll talk to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend and stay warm.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski. I told him about the snow in upstate New York. He just had to take a little drive up there and see it. I don't think he's going to do that, though. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.